100.9 WIFM.
It's time now for this week's Elk and Valley Trails Association report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. All right. What have you got in store for us?
Well, if you just look out your window, it's a good time to be out there on the trails. It's a beautiful day for a hike or bike. You can ride your a wheelchair, a motorized wheelchair, a lot of the trail out in Elkin Park. You can ride the loop. You can also ride out over our 140-foot bridge and 178-foot bridge and see some absolutely beautiful creek and woods, trees, a few fall flowers. It's really nice out there. Things that are coming up now that I'd like everybody to know about. If you got a pencil, probably most people can remember until this coming Saturday, November the 5th. It'd be great if you've got a hand you can give us on two hands you can give us on Saturday. We're going to meet at 8:30 at the Walmart, old Walmart parking lot, I guess. Say again, old Walmart parking lot. We'll rendezvous about there and then go about a quarter of a mile to the 1.1-mile trail we're building between Brook Fall Dairy Road and Carter Mill Road. It's a beautiful section of trail. We're putting in three bridges there. I think they're 15 to 20 feet each over gullies and little creeks that feed into the grassy creek. And we're going to be moving a fence and doing some tread work on the 1.1 miles of trail. We'd like to get it finished Saturday. And people are already walking it, of course, but you have to jig-jag back and forth across a fence there. We're going to move that fence. We're working with the landowners and really appreciate it. Greg Perdue, great big shout-out to Greg and Jason Taylor this weekend. This last week went down and with Greg's equipment and brought back some power poles for us, and that we'll be decking some of those bridges. So if you have an electric drill, we've got the points that you'll need to drill in some decking Saturday. We need a little bit of shoveling, a little bit of raking, a little bit of chopping, but you can do as little as much as you like. You can stay as long as you like, but we'll get together at 8:30, get over there about 8:45 and get to work. It'll be a lot of fun. You'll meet some really cool people. So that's a work day this Saturday. Heads up to everybody. You know, our trail is making steady progress. We met last weekend with the Sparta Trails Association, and they're working on a 10-mile section of trail as well to meet us, and they have taken a 10-mile section in Stone Mountain for maintenance, and they're going to be working with us on maintenance because the Elkin Valley Trails is the task force leader between the Parkway, Stone Mountain, through Elkin, Jonesville, and east all the way to Pilot Mountain. So sometimes people paddle between Elkin and Stone Mountain, and that's a cool thing to do, too. If this fall you want to take a paddle, there are at least three outfitters now, and there's going to soon be a fourth outfitter if you want to take a paddle. And you can contact us, or you can go to Rocky River, Roaring River, Rocky Forest River Road, or Yakin Valley Adventures right now and get a canoe or kayak, or you can float in a inner tube if you want to try some of that. We're still working on the Carter Falls project. We haven't really done any hard work there. We're still working with the state and with the county commissioners, the attorney, and the folks in Wilkes County to make sure everything is going smoothly there, but we hopefully will be working towards getting some trail in there soon. We're putting the final touches, I should say, on our mountain bike course that's in town. How are we doing for time there?
We're good. We've got 2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. Putting the final touches on our mountain bike course. We haven't really given it a name, Elkin Creek Mountain Bike Course, but there's history over there where the old miners were digging iron caves. Some of our bike paths go right past these runnels where they used to dig iron years and years ago. This was an area where they dug for iron for the Revolutionary War. The Allen Forge is somewhere up there, Elkin Creek, and we think we know where that is. And we are going to be going really close to that, so that'll be an exciting historical adventure to add to what we're doing. So the mountain bike course, as far as the mountain bikes go, it'll be ready when the signs are up in the next couple of weeks, I would say. Much of the trail is done over there ready, and we appreciate people going over and checking and looking at it, but it's for the real mountain bike course. We want to make sure we get all the direction arrows and that sort of thing. So people are walking in one direction. the bicycles are coming generally in the other direction. So that's what's going on there. Like a big thanks to a few people today, Janie Weinbarger-Cheek and Josh Cheek and Jack Parton. They're the ones that have enabled us to use their land at this new 178-foot bridge and at the Wildflower Meadow that, you know, is down in the bottom right across the 140-foot bridge. Go vote if you haven't voted. Some people have already voted, thousands of people. We had a really interesting week last week when 32 hikers from New Bern Yacht Club came up and walked our trails and then did wine tasting with we had Joe Hicks, Sam Bishop actually went with them, Dee Neal, and Laura Gaylord, showing folks around that really loved our town and our whole three-county community. And that's just about it for today.
Okay.
Carolina Heritage Vineyard and Grassy Creek Vineyard, just give them a shout-out. They hosted 5K vineyard stomps for us back this summer, and they're going to be awarding us some proceeds they got from that, so we really appreciate it. And we're making great progress and hope some folks will come out and help us work. We need some more volunteers and need people to think and need hands, and we need great creativity.
Okay.
How are we doing?
That's it. All right. Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery with Dr. Jim Walter and Dr. Jason Ringham. And my friend, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Joel.
Bye-bye.
See y'all. Bye.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, remind you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringham a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.